35 degrees at 8:57. Time for a quick check of commodity markets with Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Brian. And we have a lot of green on the screen this morning on the grain side of things. It appears that we have memorandum of understanding with the Chinese. Now, that doesn't mean that we've got a trade deal set with them. It just says that we have a deal to have a deal. And there were six key points, and among some of the serious sticking points have been intellectual property and currency and technology theft, and those are all issues that are covered under this, under six different points of a memorandum of understanding with the Chinese. In addition to that, USDA Secretary Perdue made mention this morning that it looks like the NAFTA 2.0 deal could go through this summer, and that would be a boon to corn and, in particular, exports. At the same time, USDA's Ag Forum is out this morning, and they increased expectations for corn plantings to 92 million acres. That's up from 89.1 million a year ago. Soybean plantings, only 85 million acres. That's down from 89.2 million acres. So given that dump of all this information this morning, the markets are higher. Right now we have March corn futures at 376. That's up 5.25 cents. July, 392.75 is up 5.25. New crop December, 402.5, up 4 cents. We're still in this insurance, spring insurance time frame, and right now we've got prices for corn up above any year that we've had since 2015, which seems a bit odd to me, but we're up over $4. On the bean side of things, March beans are at 9.10.5, up 8 cents. They did go above the 20 and 50-day moving averages, which are in this 9.13 to 9.14 range, and came back below those. July beans, 9.37.25, up 7.5 cents. November, 9.54, up 5.5 cents. The meal futures are up $1.80 to 90 cents. Not much going on there. Actually pretty quiet in the meal. The bean oil are up, is up about 35 to 40 cents right now. On the wheat side of things, March wheat in Chicago, 4.86, up 5.5 cents. July, 4.92.75, up 4.5 cents. Keep in mind that the Chicago wheat is has a premium to the KC wheat right now, which is a bit unusual to see that relationship. We've got the hog futures strong today after a limit down day 2 days ago and strong downside move yesterday. The April hogs at 54.60 are up $1.62. The April cattle, 128.97, down 22 cents. In the March feeders, 143.85, down 2. The metals market's a bit lower. Crude oil, just a hair under unchanged. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. We appreciate that update. And your forecast today from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard, partly cloudy skies with a high of 41 degrees, west wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight and will drop to a low of 25. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 901. NPR News is next.